Star, this is Eric Tering on Erlin Talley. Talley is T-A-L-L-Y. T as in Thomas. T-A-L-L-Y. Talley. Erlin, E-A-R-L-E-N-E. E-A-R-L-E-N-E. Erlin. Erlin Talley. T-A-L-L-Y. Date of birth is 12/31/42. Date of visit is 2/2/26. 2/2/26. Print that copy for Benjamin Gaudreau. That is Benjamin, B-E-N-J-A-M-I-N. Gaudreau is G-O-O-D-R-O-E, M-D. Benjamin Gaudreau, M-D. Make a copy for him, please. Next paragraph. Dear Benjamin, thank you for sending Erlin Talley for evaluation. Next, first prison illness. This is a 83-year-old female who had a history of pneumonia in October 25, was treated with antibiotics and oral prednisone. The patient had persistent symptoms of cough and wheezing. I was sent for a chest CT on 12/19/25, which showed mild central ovular emphysema and biapical scarring. And a tiny right pleural effusion. There was coronary arterial calcification noted. The patient has the patient was seen by pulmonology in Athens. Further investigations completed, including a bronchoscopy and biopsy. The patient's lung biopsy showed patient's lung biopsy showed no significant malignancy, and the cultures from the miraculous washings were unremarkable. AFP and fungal cultures were negative. Can you mention the bronchoscopy? The patient had a navigational bronchoscopy with radial ebus, with biopsy of the right lung mass. And it showed no evidence of any malignant cytology. Presently, the patient has no significant cough, but has some wheezing and shortness of breath with activity, but denies chest pain, some aphthesis, fevers, or chills. She has not lost any weight. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history includes history for tonsillectomy at a young age. Also, a history of breast augmentation surgery. And a previous history for pneumonia in October of 25. Next paragraph, habits the patient smoked half to one pack per day for 30 years and then quit. Alcohol use minimal. Next paragraph, allergies. No drug allergies. Next. Family history. Father died of a gunshot wound and mother died of heart disease. Next paragraph. Review of systems. The patient had fatigue and had weight gain. She has cataracts. She has no dizziness or hoarseness. She has shortness of breath, wheezing and cough. She has no abdominal pains but has reflux and constipation. She has occasional chest pains, no calf muscle pains. She has no palpitations but has leg swelling. She has no urinary frequency or dysuria and has no anxiety nor depression. She has joint pains, muscle stiffness. She has headaches and no numbness of the extremities or seizures and denies skin rash, no itching. Next, medical list included Crestor 5 milligrams at HS, Dofetilide 250 milligrams BID, Pepsi 20 milligrams BID, and Cardia, dose unknown. Next paragraph, physical exam. This elderly, average, about white female is alert, no acute distress, no pyloricter cyanosis, clubbing or perfludema. Blood pressure 128/70. Pulse is 75, respiration 16, temperature 972, weight is 156, saturation. Saturation was 95. HENT and non-cephalic pupils reactive. Tongue is moist. Throat is injected. He has no inflammation. Next, supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement. just equal moments with decreased excursions and occasional scattered wheezes in the upper chest. Art the absence of regular on S2, no movement, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no megaly, the bowel sounds active. Symmetries will no edema. Mild vigosity is no calf tenderness. Reflex is the one plus with no growth, more left, so its cranial nerve is mostly intact. Skin no lesions observed. Next paragraph, impression number one. History of pneumonia. Number two is mild COPD. Number three, history of hypertension. Number four is atrial fibrillation. And next paragraph plan. Patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study and also get a follow-up chest CT to evaluate the right lung density. A CBC complete metabolic profile to be done, and she was placed on an albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs QIDPRN, and a follow-up visit period. In approximately 4 weeks, orally if necessary. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Benjamin Goodrow, G-O-O-D-R-O-E, M-D. Benjamin Goodrow, M-D. Thank you. Let's talk to Susan.